The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. And welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Beautiful day where I am sitting. Not a cloud in the sky. Probably about 80 degrees. Yes, you're right. I live in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. It doesn't get much better when you're talking sports. Talking Mother's Day, you got NBA playoffs to rap about. The Memphis Grizzlies, they're giving the Golden State Warriors some serious fits. Steph Curry may be the MVP, but Mike Conley, he sure is a difference maker. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, Dorf, I'm good. You know, it's good to see Conley finally graduate from the shadow of Greg Oden after all these years. You know, he played with him in high school and for their one-and-done year at Ohio State. It's taken Conley some time to establish himself in the association, but he looks good, man.
The face doesn't look good, but everything else looks good, man. He is a real difference maker out there. That's all I can say. Plays the pick-and-roll really well, runs the pick-and-roll really well. Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, they're giving the Golden State Warriors everything they can handle and more. We'll be talking about that, some NHL hockey, some baseball, you name it. We got you covered. So much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back. So much to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ever take a good look at the trim around the outside of your home? It's the type of detail work that makes a house really stand out. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about how you can keep that trim looking good no matter what right after this.
Looking for the most current advice in home improvement? Being a homeowner in the know just got easier. You can tap into all the tips and how-to advice of today's homeowner no matter where you are. Whether you tune in to our national television show, talk to us one-on-one on our syndicated radio program, or surf the thousands of videos on the web at todayshomeowner.com, you'll find everything you need to have the best-looking house on the block. Today's Homeowner, your partner in home improvement.
Almost every home has special trim work outside, from brick molding around doors and windows, boards that outline the eaves, or exterior crown molding. This trim has a way of adding definition and style to a home. But because these are wood pieces on the outside, they're constantly under the barrage of Mother Nature. Both weather conditions and insects can destroy trim before you even know it. When it's time to replace that trim, consider using cellular PVC instead of wood. Cellular PVC looks just like wood, comes in a smooth or a wood grain finish, and it will never rot, warp, or be attacked by insects. It will cost about 20% more than a wood product, but you will never have to replace it again. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Hi there. I need technical support with my phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone provides hands-on support from friendly in-house staff that treat you like a person. For a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Get started today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Every day you listen to the news, but how is that news affecting your financial world? Things like your retirement and your kids' college fund. You need someone who can help you in these times of change. With more than 35 years' experience as financial advisors, Steve Yellen and Sandy Mendoza can help you work towards your goals. Call 1-800-347-3002 today to make an appointment. That's 1-800-347-3002. Investments and services offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC. Call 800-347-3002 today.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me each and every week. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports and follow us here at Sports Byline USA. Again, so much happening in the sports world. You know, you have the Memphis Grizzlies on top of the Golden State Warriors now. They won 67 games throughout the regular season. Doesn't seem to really matter at this point. This is the playoffs. You've got LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, going down in a really, really fantastic ball game the other day where D. Rose hits a buzzer beater. You have Paul Pierce hit a buzzer beater. Are the playoffs finally here, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I try to when I take the headphones off, I become a fan again. You know, and obviously a little bit of a fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, you know, I just got to appreciate the art. I got to appreciate the art of watching Paul Pierce call game, watching, D. Rose hit the impossible shot with the hand in his face. I mean, you know, there's only so much you could do as an opposing team to defend those types of plays. And, you know, you just shake those guys' hands and congratulate them on hitting the big shot because there was nothing that Atlanta or Cleveland could do to stop those.
And speaking of nothing to do to stop them, amazing comeback by the Hawks, you know, down 19, 20 points there, in the fourth quarter, come back, actually have a chance to have that game go into overtime. And as you say, the truth, Paul Pierce ends the game emphatically with no time on the clock. I don't even know how he got the shot off. There were hands all over his face, and he finds a little window and a little crease to get that ball up and in. Just some amazing shot making, to be honest with you. And that's what I really like to see when it comes down to it, is I want to see players make plays, and I want to see shots made. I don't want to see refs have an impact on games. So those finishes are everything I would ask for, and maybe just a little bit more, to be honest with you, Jeff, because buzzer beaters are buzzer beaters, man, and there's nothing like hitting that game-winning shot. Just out of curiosity, that D. Rose shot that he hits, how would you compare that? And again, I'm not comparing the players. I'm comparing the shots. How would you compare the D. Rose game-winner to any game-winner that Michael Jordan ever had? I'd say they're pretty close. Yes or no?
Oh yeah. Well, I think any game winner from your high profile player, and I don't know who the alpha is there in Chicago. I'd assume it's supposed to be Rose, but with the way that Butler's played and the matchups that he draws, I wonder if Butler's not necessarily the alpha and Derek's kind of the 1A. But you had to feel he was gonna take the shot. I didn't see that play going any other way. I thought Cleveland defended it well, and it just went off the glass and hit the bottom of the net, and it's euphoria in Chicago. I mean, I think that any playoff buzzer beater is gonna be huge, whether it's Michael Jordan or Robert Horry or John Paxson, any of the role players. I think that the magnitude of the games is more about the end result of the game than the player who hit it.
No, look, at the end of the day, it's You know, you want to go out there and you want to win and you want to do whatever you can for your team. And if you're the guy with the ball at the end of the game, you know, like a Derrick Rose who knows he's going to have the ball most likely, you got to step up. He stepped up. He made the shot, gives his team a 2-1 lead. With that being said, I know there's a big game between the Cavaliers and the Bulls today on Mother's Day, but I mean, I got to ask, do you feel the Cleveland Cavaliers are in trouble? And you know what? I know that we can nip it all in the bud if they get a victory and they tie it up 2-2, but how daunting of a task would it be if they go down to the Bulls 3-1?
Well, then it's time to start worrying. You know, you figure if the Cavaliers pull it off Sunday at the United Center, they take, you know, it's a 3-game series. They take the home court advantage back, and all is pretty much right in the world, depending on the health of Kyrie Irving's foot. You know that, you know, they already lost Love. Yeah. Shumpert's hurting, or you know, Irving's hurting. You know, and Irving played his first poor game of the playoffs in Game 3. You know, you figure that if he does anything like he did in games 1 and 2 or the Boston series, Cleveland's going to be just fine. I don't think there's any reason for panic. You know, Chicago got got out to a big lead in game 1. Game 3, they scratched and clawed and ended up pulling it out in the end in what was just a fantastic basketball game. I think game 4 probably goes Cleveland's way. I'd look for them to do the same thing they did in game 2. Get out to a big lead early and just milk it the rest of the way and try to pull this thing off in the final 3 games of the series. I don't think it's going 7. I still think the Cavs can win this thing in 6.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see. I if the Bulls win, obviously, you know, it's going to change your mind most likely, because then the only chance is to go 7. But again, they have to win a ball game later on today. Cleveland, we know they're going to give them their best shot. You said a couple interesting things, though, and I kind of want to hit on those. You know, earlier in the season, we were talking about this Bulls team, and you know, everybody's talking about how Tom Thibodeau and this and that and the other, and maybe it's time for them to go a different direction. You know, I really think about it more like this. This is a team that was hurt all season long, you know, and they're finally healthy, and now you're seeing what kind of a team the Chicago Bulls are. And to be honest with you, Jeff, they're pretty good. They can slow it down. They can speed it up. They play defense. They can get up and down the floor. They cause a lot of mismatches with a lot of the players that they have. So I just think we're finally seeing a healthy Chicago Bulls team. And to be honest with you, I think that they potentially, when are healthy, are the best team in the Eastern Conference.
I'd argue with that a little bit, but I think that coaching makes a big difference. I think that having, you know, they learned to play so well as a unit without Derrick Rose. Their bench is deep. It's not quite as deep as it was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, but they still have like that almost like a hockey line change mentality where, you know, you put your twos in and Cleveland's twos aren't that good. And I think that the depth of Chicago really is an asset, where a lot of teams, you know, only hang with Cleveland when Dellavedova and Marion and James Jones are on the floor. And now those guys are kind of forced into more important or more central roles. And I think that Chicago is just more capable of handling it. One other thing I do want to add in crediting Tom Thibodeau is that David Blatt is a rookie NBA coach in the playoffs. I think that you have to manage your bench a little bit differently in the postseason, and I think the inexperience is hurting the Cavaliers a little bit. I think he's going to be just fine down the road, but in year one, I you know, you could see the challenges that David Blatt's facing, and he's not answering the call every time.
No, that's a good point, and you know, that kind of wanted, you're going to lead me in my next direction, because I kind of had those same thoughts about the Golden State Warriors, to be honest with you. You know, I said it to all year. I said, is this a very good basketball team that wins a lot of games in the regular season, but when it comes playoff time and they have to slow things down, they're going to be a little out of characteristic. And that's right now what's going on with the Golden State Warriors, is Memphis has bottled them up. They've slowed them down. They've made them change their identity of who they are. And they're not playing very well under those circumstances. So I think your point is very, very well taken. The Cleveland Cavaliers, as good as LeBron James is, as good as Kyrie Irving is, as good as the supporting cast is, the bottom line is your coach, man, that they make a huge difference when a game is tight and Steve Kerr or David Blatt winds up making an awful decision and a terrible mistake. Well, he's going to cost his team a game, and it's going to kind of go down on guys like LeBron or Kyrie or Derrick Rose or whoever the heck it is. But at the end of the day, man, the players go out there and they make plays. The coaches have to put them in positions to make those plays. So don't be out of characteristic. Be who you are. That's how you got there in the first place. Anyways, we'll get back to it on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, breaking down the NBA. And I do want to get into the Golden State Warriors a little bit more, as well as those Los Angeles Clippers. I'm finding them very, very likable, Jeff. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
What's happening, everybody?
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime, with me as always. We're both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and follow us here at Sports Byline USA. Oh, man, so much going on. There really is. You know, we got baseball in full throttle. We got NBA playoffs going. We're talking that right now, but we'll talk anything. NHL hockey, some really interesting matchups going on there as well. So there is a ton of things to discuss. We haven't mentioned this yet. I'm going to throw this out there. I don't want to get into it yet, Jeff. We'll get into it in the next segment, but I do want to throw it out there. The Tom Brady deal, the findings from the Wells report or the Wells investigation. I kind of want to get your spin on that, but we'll do that in a moment because we're rocking and rolling in the NBA. But we do know what's going on. We're well in touch with everything. So anything you throw at us, we definitely got you covered. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. But, Jeff, let's get back into the NBA a little bit. And, you know, I made mention before the break about Golden State and how they're out of character a little bit. And Steve Kerr, you made a good point about Dave Blatt. Look, Steve Kerr is in that same boat. I know he played. I know he was in championships. I know who Steve Kerr is. But Steve Kerr, the coach, I got to tell you, I am questioning a lot of his decision-making in the playoffs thus far. Where the heck has Andrew Bogut been? Last night in that game, again, I don't know if they had a chance to win. It doesn't make a difference. But it seems to me like they are changing things that they were doing throughout the regular season. And I don't think the playoffs is the time to do that, Jeff.
Oh, I think they're making adjustments. Like, you know, you said it in the open, you know, the opponents are slowing the game down against Golden State. I thought Golden State was a shoe-in for the Western Conference for the finals, and now it looks like they might not even make the Western Conference finals with the way that Memphis is playing. I think it's just a matchup nightmare, and I think that Steve Kerr is a little bit panic mode. I don't know if when you take a team like Golden State, that got out to a 5-0 start. What were they, like something like 21-2? You know, they've never really learned to be behind from a macro perspective throughout the regular season. And I think it's a little shock to their system in the playoffs. And I don't know if they're handling adversity well. And that's that's really what makes a champion in any of the major sports that we watch today.
Well, and with that being said, you are going to go up through those ups and downs. And you know what? We always say a series doesn't start until a visiting team wins. Well, we've had a lot of visiting teams win on the road when you think about it throughout the playoffs already. You had the Spurs win a couple of times on the Clippers court. You've had Washington be able to go in and win in their first round. They won a couple of games on the road. They've already won a game against Atlanta on the road. So the point is that you do have to take care of business when you can take care of it. But realize that, you know what, you may have a slip up and then you have another opportunity to go into another team's building and get it done at that point. But the point is that you should try to win all those home games. We know that you're not going to, but there is a home court advantage for some reason or another, and it just seems like this year it hasn't been as important to have that home court advantage. I mean, think about Golden State. I mean, this actually shows you how it is important, because when they hadn't lost a game there since middle of January or something until the other day, that's like a four-month span of not losing a game at your home. So they're very comfortable in their own building. And then when you actually get taken out of that and you lose in your own building, and then that just heightens all of the pressure when you go to a visiting building to get it done that much more, Jeff. So I think that's what it is. It's compounded because they're not taking care of business at home, so they really have to take care of business on the road, and it's not an easy task at all.
See, I think the gym changes when you add postseason to the ticket there. Yeah, and we see it a lot in Cleveland. I don't know if you were a little underwhelmed with the playoff crowd in Cleveland for games 1 and 2, 1 and 2 against the Bulls here, but the prices go up. It becomes a more exclusive event. You lose the, especially in an environment like Oakland or Cleveland, you lose the, the people that just, you get the people that wouldn't come out for a Tuesday night game against the Orlando Magic, and when the place is just rowdy because you have the more passionate fans that can afford the tickets. You get the more corporate crowd in the playoffs, and I think it changes things. Yeah, everybody's wearing the same T-shirt, but it's not the same atmosphere that these teams have become accustomed to over their first 41 home games. And, you know, then you drop one at home, and, you know, and like you said, you just panic, and, you know, then you try to figure out how you can win in the other guy's gym and hope that they, you know, the same panic sets in on, you know, when you get to games 3 and 4 for the underseeded teams, you know, home games.
Well, and not only that, you know, you figure the lower seed is saying, hey, we have a real opportunity right now to gain a big advantage in the series. And if we don't do it, well, then we fail to a certain degree. So, look, I'm not saying the pressure's just on the Golden States of the world, man. The pressure's on everybody. But it just seems like certain guys and certain teams handle the pressure a little bit better than others. As we know, pressure busts pipes. And at this point, Steph Curry is the MVP, but Mike Conley is the biggest difference to me, at least in that series. Series we haven't touched at all is the Rockets and the Clippers. And here's another interesting situation. I mean, think about the timing of some of these things that happen, Jeff, okay? You have the announcement of Steph Curry becoming the MVP, winning that award. The same, you know, the next day, James Harden, who feels probably like he got shafted to a certain degree, goes out and doesn't play a very good basketball game. And to be honest with you, it's kind of lingered throughout the whole series, at least thus far from what I've seen. This is not the James Harden that we saw during the regular season as well. And again, got to give credit where credit is due. Look, the Clippers are doing a magnificent job of letting Blake Griffin be Blake Griffin and just go out there and become a great basketball player right before our eyes. And you know what? In a weird way, he's got Chris Paul to thank for that, because Chris Paul's injury allowed him the ability to go out there on the floor and showcase all of his great abilities that he has. He's not just a high flyer. The guy can rebound. The guy can get up and down the floor with the ball in his hand and distribute the rock. I mean, he is an all-around very good basketball player, and it's starting to show. And you know what else? That Game 7 victory over the San Antonio Spurs, like I said, would be monumental for the Los Angeles Clippers to go out there and continue and win and play great during the playoffs. I really think this is their shot, man. This is an opportunity for them to make it to the Western Conference Finals and maybe even get to the finals, to be honest with you. They seem to be playing the best, most consistent basketball in the Western Conference right now, Jeff.
Well, you know, I haven't been on board with your Clippers love over the last couple of weeks. I just haven't gotten excited about it. Looking at it from a basketball point of view, I think that, and you might be surprised to hear me say this, I think the Clippers are the odds-on favorite, in my mind, to win it all right now. I think that I think that they can get past Memphis. I certainly think that they're going to take care of Houston. You know, we don't know. You know, if you're listening on Monday, we don't know the results of what's going to happen on Sunday. But I think it's very likely they go up 3-1 later today, and I think that it's very likely that they could handle Chicago or Cleveland. Or I don't think Washington's a likely finals candidate, because they're saying that John Wall is not going to play the rest of the way. I think that helps them get. I don't think it matters in the Atlanta series. I think they're just a better team on paper than Atlanta. I don't know if they could handle Chicago, and I certainly don't think that they could handle the Clippers if they made it to the finals. But I think that the Clippers are in a golden position, man. Like, I mean, you just look at, they have the series advantage right now. You know, you're seeing the Golden State's flawed. Memphis is just a matchup problem for Golden State that's not really the same matchup nightmare for the Clippers. And then I don't think there's a team in the Eastern Conference that can beat them. So, yeah, I think that, the Clippers right now, on Mother's Day, have the inside track to win the NBA title in 2015.
You know, it was a blessing in disguise, I'm telling you, that Chris Paul was unable to play, that game against them. It made other guys really step up. It made other guys say to themselves, look, CP's not here. We're going to have to really go out there and perform and play to our best capability. And they have, man. They've really surprised me. And, you know, I'll tell you what, this hack of DeAndre or hack of Dwight, I'm not a fan of it at all. I really am not. However, I understand the idea behind the principles of what they're doing. I get it, okay? However, I'm not a fan. I'm really not a fan. But I am a fan of DeAndre Jordan. I'll tell you what, man. That guy is such a difference maker when he's out there on the floor. His ability to block shots, his ability to rebound, his ability to dunk the basketball. You just have to throw it up to this guy anywhere around the rim, and he goes and gets it. So he's such a difference maker. So I really hate the rule, to be honest with you. I really hate it because this guy is so dynamic out there. But when you start fouling him, Jeff, it just takes away that big part of this guy's game, which is to be a leaper, to be around the rim, to go after the ball. And I don't know. They're going to change it. I know they're going to do something about it. But at this point, I'm really disappointed with the hack of stuff going on in the NBA in the playoffs, because that's the only downer I have with it so far. Anyways, I know we got to take a break, so keep it close. A lot to talk about. We'll continue talking some NBA, get into some NHL, and all kinds of stuff. It is Dorf on Sports. You got Jeff Rich. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me. You could be as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Breaking down a lot of what's going on in the NBA playoffs. I mean, I got to tell you, it's been pretty darn good. I give I give a lot of crap to the NBA, to be honest with you. I dog it quite a bit because I think the product is down, but the playoffs have been pretty good. I mean, you know, you had a couple of easy goes in the first round, but shot making's been pretty unbelievable. Buzzer beaters, you can't ask for anything better. You really can't. I mean, it's drama at its highest level when you really think about it. So the NBA playoffs have definitely delivered so far. Something else that's delivered, Jeff, and I want to get your take on this, because at the end of the day, I think it was a very big waste of $5 million. I think it was a waste of another one of Roger Goodell's buddies doing something. This Wells report, this Wells investigation, found it probable that Tom Brady knew that the balls were deflated. I mean, I'm sorry, Jeff, but that doesn't cut it for me, because you know what? It's probable that you and I are going to get out of bed each and every day until we don't get out of bed. So how does this hit you?
Well, I think it's just as probable that Tom Brady is was knowledgeable of what went on. I think that it's just as probable now after spending all these monies and conducting all these interviews and doing all these reports and letting the Super Bowl get played and letting the New England Patriots draft as if nothing was going on at the end of April and in the early days of May. I think that it was just a big waste. Quite frankly, I think that the controversy itself is a little bit frivolous, especially hearing that the Baltimore Ravens brought this to the NFL's attention and that the NFL let the Patriots play the first half with these deflated balls, even though they were allegedly informed of their transgressions by the Baltimore Ravens were suspicious, and they still let the Patriots play 30 minutes with these game balls. And it's funny because some people can't tell the difference, and some people think it's insanely obvious when the difference between 11.5 and 13.5 PSI. I've never done the test myself. I'm not really interested in the science of it, but I think it's insane that the NFL is going to risk their showcase game, their showcase opening game, with the cloud of controversy, if Tom Brady's not on the field on that Thursday night when the NFL starts with the New England Patriots hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that, it's going to be interesting how they handle this. I mean, look, I guess here's my thought is, okay, there's a certain pressure that it has to be, and then there's a certain pressure that it can be up to something and it can be as low as something. Okay, so if you go outside of what the level is that is legal, my question is that cheating or is that gamesmanship? What do you think?
Well, I think if the story I'm hearing is true, that this Jim McNally disappeared into a bathroom with a bag full of Wade and approved balls, and he let he let the air out of at least four balls, if not 11. In a minute and 40 seconds, I think that that's definitely devious, and I think that the organization deserves to be punished. I don't know that the NFL is going to be able to really throw the book at Tom Brady. I think he's got the union's going to go to bat for him, and I don't think he misses any games. I think that the NFL is obligated to pass out this punishment sooner rather than later so that the appeals process can play out, so that we're not in litigation through week 7 of the 2015 NFL season.
Are you finding him to be smart or are you finding him to be smug?
Are the two mutually exclusive? Because I think it's a little bit of both. I think that he's a little more humble about it than he was in the day after. I don't know if you heard this week or recently that WEEI interview where he just laughed off the accusation like he didn't know a thing about it and he thought it was just so preposterous. I think he's a little more humble about it now, but that's not to say that he's that smug and that he's not being smart about it. I don't think that he's given them anything. He's trying to do the innocent until proven guilty. He's demanding warrants. He's not going to just turn over his phone because somebody asked for it. He's entitled to his privacy, and it's going to be interesting to see the way this plays out, because I'm sure they're going to say that, he didn't cooperate with the search and not over volunteering what is quite frankly his private life, which is what my cell phone is. I wouldn't turn my cell phone over without a court order to anyone or anyone for any reason.
Sure. No, I hear you. I guess here's what I'm still having trouble figuring out: how having the ball being more deflated helps Tom Brady throw a better ball. I'm still trying to figure that out, Jeff. I mean,
at the end of the day, it doesn't. There are definitely preferences. But he played six quarters. He played the second half of that AFC Championship game, and then he played another four quarters in the Super Bowl at his absolute prime, under absolute scrutiny from this controversy that started 3 weeks prior to the Super Bowl. So I don't think it made a darn bit of difference. I almost compare it to the Pine Tar incident, in that but the difference, there could be a conceived advantage with the deflated balls. The pine tar rule was just to keep the baseballs clean. But, I think that there are just rules that you need. You need to either catch these guys before they commit the foul, or you need to let it go. And I think that that's what should have happened with this. I think it's just because the Patriots did go on to win the Super Bowl, that there's been a rivalry with the Colts for years on end, that the Baltimore Ravens might have had something to say about it. I think that this needed, this needed to get its due process. Unfortunately, I think it went too far, and it could ruin a legacy, and it could ruin a career. I think that the Patriots were past Spygate, and now everything just comes back to the surface. And I think it's a little bit unfair, quite frankly. But I know not everyone's going to agree with that.
Well, I mean, fair or not fair, I don't know. Who are we to say whether it's fair or not fair? The bottom line is this: are they hurting the integrity of the game? That's first and foremost, at least if you ask me. And here's what I'm wondering as well. Okay, I watched something that Shannon Sharp put out there the other day, and I found it to be pretty interesting. There are 32 teams in the National Football League. There is one head equipment guy, and then there's an assistant equipment guy, according to what he said. Okay, and there's two guys that basically do whatever, however, basically in every way possible, they cater to these players and their needs and what they want. And they're very, very specific about it. Shannon Sharp made it so clear that when he was traded from Baltimore to Denver, that his equipment guy had relayed something about socks to that guy, so that he knew when he got there that every time he would need these different socks, he would go give them to this guy. I mean, to me, it's like there's a couple people that really know what's up here. And the real question is are you ever going to get the truth out of those couple few people that really know what's up? That's the real question, Jeff.
No, you won't. I think that everyone that was going to speak up has already spoken up. You have to go on circumstantial evidence. Do you really want to destroy the biggest, one of, if not the biggest name in the game over something like this? Over, you can't change the result. You can't change the fact that the Patriots played with those balls in the first half. And they led 17-7, at the half of that game. So they had a 10-point advantage. You can't undo that first half of the Indianapolis Colts, New England Patriots AFC Championship game. But what you can do is try to make a statement going forward. I've heard a lot of 6-8 game speculation. I was talking about this with one of my buddies on Twitter this morning. And I think that if they suspend him for 3 games, it conveniently sets the Patriots up after their bye week and lets him come back against the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think he should be suspended at all, but I have to speculate about what I believe is going to happen. And I think a 3-game suspension keeps him off the field for that big game. It's going to, lesson learned, a couple more games. He comes back before the bye week. goes in and plays the Dallas Cowboys, and that's one of the highest-rated games ever for the regular season on Fox, plays out like that.
Sure. I've heard as much as a year, and people actually want a year. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. We're speculating, obviously, but I do think the NFL has to come down, and they have to come down on the organization as well, because I kind of disagree with you. I think they have to take draft picks away. I think this has to be – they have to nip this thing in the bud, man. You know, when you're a team that constantly is under scrutiny for taking advantage or cheating, however you want to put it, being as close to the blue lines as possible – I think you got to clean that culture up. I really do. And I think the way you hit them is you hit them, you take out their big star, Tom Brady. He doesn't play, I would say, a minimum of 4 games. You're okay with 3. I would say a minimum of 4, because that puts them out a fourth of the season. And then it may put them in a little bit more of a bind for the rest of the year. I also think you got to take some draft picks away from them in the future. I think you got to hit them with a fine as well. I think you got to stop being the Patriots' buddy. I mean, everybody has their feeling about Roger Goodell and Bob Kraft's relationship as it is. Well, if he wants to make a statement, he's come down on other people. He seems to pick and choose his battles. Well, you know what? This has been out there for the public. He better pick this one right, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's got his favorites. I don't think there's any question. You know, Steve Tisch and the Mar group in New York, the Kraft family, the Rooney family, Steve Bisciotti and the Ravens front office. Those are all, that's Rodgers' bunch. You know, those guys are protected, and you know, the perception is correct. You know, there definitely is some fraternization between those owners and the guy that works for them. You know, and it's kind of like that for all 32. You don't want to punish any of your teams, but you know, if Tom Brady gets a year, I'm thinking from Tom Brady's standpoint, I'd tell this league, you know, you're not going to make another dime off of me. Quite frankly, I think a year is way harsh. I think a game would be a statement. I think a game says the same thing that 3 games, you know, the 3 games says. I think when you start talking about 6 games and 8 games, you know, I was tweeting out this morning, I think with Jimmy Garoppolo, the Patriots start 2-4, 3-5, you know, maybe 3-5, maybe 2-6. You know, they could potentially ruin a Patriots season when the window might be closing on Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's going to play a few more years as long as he doesn't get too aggravated with this league. And, you know, but the window's closing.
Here's the deal, though.
Any way you look at it.
Here's the deal, if you ask me, okay? I think you do suspend him. I think you make a real point. And you know what? They show him that the league is bigger than any one individual. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, anyone, man. This league was made years and years ago. It isn't made by these guys. Those guys just carry the torch. Anyways, we got to get to a break. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be back to wrap this hour up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging with me as he does each and every week. Lots going on, there really is. I know we've kind of made it all about NBA basketball and a little bit about this Tom Brady and the Deflategate deal, but at the end of the day, man, there's a lot of things going on. So anything you want to talk about, we will definitely do it with you. In the next hour, we got Fred Wallen joining us as well. So interesting to hear what he's got to say about the world of sports. Usually the most, what would you say, Jeff? The most negative spin on things?
He's the glass half empty all the time. But I'll be interested to see what he has to say about not his Lakers, but the playoff Clippers there in Los Angeles, because there's another coach's son that's doing that had himself a game the other day. So I'd be really interested an hour or two to see what Fred Wallen has to say about Austin Rivers, Doc Rivers, and the Los Angeles Clippers.
Hey, that was an unbelievable how he just took over that ball game the other day. So, yeah, no, hey, great move. And when you are the coach's son, you got to go out there and you have to perform. And the coach has to make the right decision in bringing his son. And you know what? It's been pretty good so far. But you know what? You mentioned something to me on Twitter, and we didn't talk about it. Bill Simmons no longer going to be with ESPN. I believe he's done in September. It just seems like the relationship has taken its course, I guess, in a way. We'll get to that on the other side here in a few minutes. But real quickly, Jeff, what are your thoughts on Bill Simmons in about 20 seconds or less?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Jeff, I was saying about Bill Simmons in about 15 seconds or less. What do you think?
Oh, I think he was the straw that stirred the drink there, and they're gonna move on without him. I mean, ESPN.com won't be the same without Bill Simmons.
Absolutely, very well said. He was a straw that stirred the pot for a lot of things there, the 30-30, some other things as well. Anyways, got to run. Top of the hour's coming. We'll be back in a few. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.